You say that there's a significant risk of retaliatory attacks inside the United States if American forces take out a large number of ISIS fighters. You really believe that?
I've heard that. And the thing is, there are Americans that have gone to Syria and Iraq to fight with ISIS. They have American passports. They can easily come back to the country. Number two, I'm hearing from officials on the Mexican border that they believe, and I can't confirm this, that ISIS members are coming back that don't have American passports walking across the border. They said it's a significant threat, and they clearly have bad intentions. And so I think the level of terrorism, while not absolutely certain, has gone way up here, the threat of it.
Bobby, in terms of other jihadist organizations we've seen, where does ISIS rate?
Well, I think they're off the charts. I think they make everything that's come before them seem tame.
Because
in terms of efficiency and organization, you can compare them with the Taliban. Mm-hmm. But in terms of sheer brutality, this is a new low. I can't think of any other terrorist group, even Al-Qaeda, that seems to enjoy the act of slaughtering people as much as these guys
Some
do.
Some call it like a death cult.
It is a death cult.